Coming up, Daryl Dragon, Daryl Hannah, Daryl Hall, Monty Hall, Leslie Uggams, Leslie Nielsen, Nielsen Ratings, Charles Nielsen Riley, Harry Nielsen, Nielsen Riddle, Frank Gorshin on the Cousins Christmas Show. And now, it's time for Cooking with the Cousins. With special guest, Dinah Shore.
Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Tied up with bungee cords. Cause she's tied up with a gag in her mouth as part of our expert taste test. Right you are, Reg, and we're going to make the famous Family Give eggnog and mustard souffle.
A family favorite.
That's right, Reg. First you put all the ingredients into a bowl, and then we go to the oven.
No, not the oven.
Hey, who's cooking a fruitcake, then?
You're not so butch yourself.
It's Paulin!
Hi, guys.
Well, it's great to have you here today, Paul.
I'm just burning up with anticipation.
Paul, I've been meaning to ask you something. I've been a fan of yours for quite some time. And what I've noticed, first, you're in an oven on Bewitched. Then, you're in a box on Hollywood Squares. Is there some kind of correlation there?
Well, out of the frying pan and into the fire.
That was your box period then, was it?
Yes, I also sang for the box tops. I cry like a baby. I cry like a baby.
Now you've got to set the oven to broil. Well, why don't we just use the microwave for today's eye-watering dish? Family Give eggnog and mustard souffle. Now, this dish was originally concocted by our own Stigfried Gibb some years ago.
That's not totally true, then, is it, Tom?
Well,
it was originally eggnog and custard, but your handwriting was so appalling.
Well, look.
Needless to say, it was a startling variation on an old theme, and the cousins, never being ones to let innovation pass us by, forged ahead. And today, we've selected Dinah Shore to be our special guest on today's taste test segment. The souffle looks about done, then. You boys don't want to take that gag out of her mouth, then.
By the way, we'd like to mention that this evening, before the show, Miss Shore expressed to us how dreadfully sorry she was that she'd never had the cousins on a program. So, she's making up for it tonight by being our guest.
Right you are, Stig. Now, Dinah, are you ready to sample this delectable December dish?
Come on, open up! Open up!
Step on the foot, man.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't think Miss Shaw cares for our family dish, eggnog and mustard souffle.
We, on the other hand, are ever so fond of it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, a big family favorite not to be missed.
Oh, the holidays just aren't the same without its distinctive flavor.
Yes, indeed. Oh, but since Christmas is the season of the spirit of giving,
aren't you hungry then, fake Freds?
Yeah, they're always hungry.
Hey, y'all, happy holidays, fake Freds. Ah, the spirit of giving.
Open up!
Come on, here comes the choo-choo. Coming into the tunnel, then. Here we go.
Wow. Well, yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. We'd like to carry on now. Thanks a lot, everybody, by the way. We'd like to carry on now with another musical number from the Cousins Gibb.
Yes,
and
indeed.
This song is a colonial-type Christmas. Well, it's not really a colonial Christmas song, but it's got the word Christmas in it.
Yeah, it does.
Right. So the song's called Benjamin. It's from our colonial album, and we'd like to play it for you right now.
Thank you. Jimmy made the pot-bellied stove. He wrote an almanac. Benjamin did a lot of kind things, but Benjamin's not coming back. No, Benjamin's not coming back.
Aaron was vice president with Thomas J. He was king of Mexico. He shot the guy on the $10 bill, but Aaron's dead too, now you know.
But Aaron's dead too, now you know.
Benjamin's dead, Benjamin's dead, Benjamin's dead again.
Soprano, star-spangled red, white, and blue. Miss Ross used old bedclothes and Paul Revere's knickers, but Betsy is deep six now too. But Betsy is deep six now too.
Benjamin's dead, Benjamin's dead, Benjamin's dead again.
Walks into the Franklin Kite and Stove Emporium in Philadelphia to deliver his Christmas cards, and he asks,
"Where's Benjamin?
He's dead.
Where's Benjamin?
He's dead.
Where's Benjamin?
Again."
Carla Olson, Mrs. Olson, Olson and Johnson, Johnson and Johnson, the brothers Johnson.
Wait a minute, only cousins on this show.
The Cousins Christmas Show. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
Levity, jocularity, hilarity, good cheer, merriment.
George Takei, Mr. Sulu on Star Trek, for Roger, a truly superfluous thesaurus. Why, it even works for the glum guys. Well, almost.
Exhilaration.
Roger, the last word in thesaurus.
Splendid show for all, I believe.
Yeah, I guess all we can say now is welcome back and we'll
and
see
goodbye.
You. And goodbye, right.
So, I guess we're going to wrap it up now. Yeah, it looks like it's the end.
Very tired and we'd like very much to go home.
as much as we enjoy this, but I would just like to say, have a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year, and wish you all the best from my family, and I'll pass you on to Tom.
Thank you, Stig.
You're welcome, Tom.
And thank you for the figgy pudding, too.
Right, and no mustard.
No mustard. That's right out. All right, I'd like to say thank you, everybody, that tuned in tonight, and thank you to everybody that was kind and helping to us over the past year. It's been a rough year, I know, for myself and for my brothers.
And not as rough, but
not as much
close.
For Reg, but for me. And definitely, we'll all stay in touch. We'll do lunch sometime in the coming year.
Yes, most certainly, Tom. And being Reginald Gibb, like, you know, being the sentimental one. No, I'm not. I just would like to say, let's just have a fun Christmas. None of this silly stuff. None of this serious stuff. None of this. Where's my thesaurus? I'm stuck. Well, never mind. Merry, happy, everything. And I guess that's it from the cousins.
That was the sentimental bit.
And now for the non-sentimental part.
And remember, it's better to give than to receive.
Goodbye,
everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Goodbye.
This has been the Cousins Christmas Show, sponsored by Roger Thesaurus, the last word in thesaurus. Cousins Wardrobe furnished by Kuppenheimer, the last word in slacks. Musical accompaniment by the Don Cassio Orchestra. Executive producer, Reuben Kingib. I'm Doug Food, and this has been a Gibberish production.
So